5,409,526.66 United States dollars. I asked the young man around me to convert that into cedis, and he tell me it's 81,842,899.90 Ghana cedis. It's a debt that this tax force has to deal with. And the debt is made up of the following. There's a company that provides catering service for us for our programs in Mecca. We are indebted to them to the tune of 446,933 United States dollars. The airline that lifted our programs last year, we are indebted to them to the tune of 4,429,260 United States dollars. I'm talking about fly miles. And lastly, we are indebted to a company called Al-Jiwa that provides, which provides accommodation and catering service for our programs in Madina. That also stands at 533,333 United States dollars. Together, it's 5,409,526. We have checked around us, our neighboring countries. We checked a fare in Nigeria, and on the average, Nigeria is charging 5,500 United States dollars. Now, Cote d'Ivoire is also doing more than $5,000. Burkina Faso, more than $5,000. In effect, therefore, our 4,000, our rate at 4,150 in the top region, may be the lowest for high fare this year. President Mahama wishes to assure Muslims in Ghana that you do everything to make the program of Ghana very comfortable. We are seeing peace out there. We assure you of transparency and accountability. We started the transparency leg this year by engaging our distinguished high agents and listening to them with a view of tapping into their experience.